Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up.
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right. Stay woke out there. Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. To all our listeners, Japan, Sweden, Australia, and many, many other places. It is Taylor Tuesday, and we are honored here today to have Miss Stephanie Haynes that's going to come on and join us. She's been away for a couple of weeks. Busy, busy lady out there. And we're going to talk about the chakra series continues, chakra number 6, okay? You know, I'd like to share this with you. Again, the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh from new, from this very, very moment. And that is from one of my favorite mentors, Daisaku Ikeda, who places the roadmap out there for us to be true humanitarians, to share in their care, to bring happiness to ourselves and show others how to do the same thing. This chakra series today, which is going to be on the third eye. And I'd like to say I kept my eyes open today because it was a beautiful day out there. Get out, move around, get some vitamin D. But while you're out there, you want to shine like the sun and not allowing anybody to bend your rays. And while you're out there shining, pay attention, do your research. You know, we got these nominated candidates out here, and they're doing fundraisers, and they're meeting the community. Get out and meet these candidates. My organization that I'm affiliated with, the EAPD, that's the East Area Progressive Democrats, they endorse. And when they endorse you, you must be the person that's going to get the job done. They do not play around. We are about the people. We are about the community. We are about equality. We are about social justice. When they endorse you, and my two out here that I'm moving around with is Mr. John Yee, presenting the district, Assembly District 10, and Grace Yu. That's my girl. You know I'm Grace. Now, both of those people need to be in those seats. So do some research on them. Get out there. Find out what they're talking about. Find out and put that check mark by those names, because I can tell you, they will get the job done. Now, Miss Stephanie Haynes is going to be with us. You know, she's a busy lady. She's about the people and the community. So we're very, very honored to to have her back with us. She's been away a couple of weeks, but like I said, she's busy, busy. She is the author of The Healing of the Womb. And we're going to talk about, continue with this chakra series out here, and she's going to give us some information to keep you in balance. I'm just going to play a little bit about this, and I'm going to bring her on. Welcome into Tell It Tuesday.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. Oh, yeah. There can be miracles when you believe, though hope is free. It's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will. You will when you believe.
That's right. You will when you believe. And we're talking about the third eye, chakra number 6 over here. And I would like to share this with you. I have a beautiful gift that was given to me. And I read this gift and I remind myself every day. And I'm going to just mention this to you before we bring the master teacher on, Stephanie Haynes. And it says, I'm aware of my thoughts and I ask myself, are they uplifting? Are they true? I do this because I know that my thoughts significantly affect my mental, emotional, and physical health. And because I know that my body believes everything that I believe. So I just wanted to give you a little touch of that. And I want to welcome Stephanie Haynes on with us. Stephanie, welcome in. We are so honored. How are you today, today, today?
Good evening, Linda and listeners. I'm doing great, and I'm glad to be back and hope everything is well with you and the audience. And, so tonight we will be talking about the sixth chakra, which is the brow chakra, the third eye. Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank so you. Thank you. I'm ready.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So, you know, it's busy. Like you said, it's time to get out there and support those who's running for office and seats, and to do your homework and to really get to know people who's representing your community. You know, the power is in the people.
Totally in the people.
Yeah, the power is in the people. So we as the people, we have to make sure that we elect the correct people to serve us.
Yes.
And if they don't keep their word, you know, we can always vote them out.
Kick them out. Yeah, that's right.
We can keep them out.
That's right.
Yeah. So always remember, your voice is very powerful.
Yeah.
And with saying that, you know, intuition is seeing with the soul. Intuition is seeing with the soul. Now, the brow chakra, the sixth primary energy point in the body, and is found on the forehead between the eyebrow. The sixth chakra is also often referred to as the third eye. Our pineal chakra, which gives a nod to its Sanskrit name of Ajna, which translates to perceive and beyond wisdom. The brow chakra is the energy center for our mind. The ancient sage considered this chakra to be ability, as it governs our intuitions and foresight, It is known as the third eye because it is an invisible eye that sees things that aren't necessarily visible. Now, when it's fully activated and flowing harmoniously, this chakra stimulates both the right, which is the creative and spiritual, and the left, the logical and the rational hemispheres of the brain to work together so the mind can function from a grounded place, a fully functioning place. Now, the brow chakras allow us to trust our intuition, so be comfortable in our chosen path and be able to use both our feelings and facts to make the big decision as a result. We feel as though we are living in harmony within ourselves. Now, the brow chakra is in balance. So when it's in balance, and in case of an overactive brow chakra, we may feel intense psychological and physical symptoms. Now, on a mental level, we are likely to feel overwhelmed and exhausted. Our imagination may be in an overdrive, so therefore clouding our intuition and ability to discern between the facts and the feelings. We may be overly subjective, viewing everything through a limited lens, resulting in our being narrow-minded and inflexible. We may electrolyze, at the expense of our emotional or spiritual needs. Now, we may have a distorted self-image and struggling with self-acceptance, which include acceptance of our own shadow. This is essentially our unconscious self, the characteristic and almost automatic behavior that are deeply rooted within our subconscious and often manifest as a negative trait or behavior. Each have a shadow side. And the point is not to eliminate it, but rather to understand it and work to transform it. And now, in some cases of an overactive brow chakra, we may find our clairvoyant skills are overactive, becoming overwhelming and even a bit frightening. This happens, you know, when you get intense and disoriented. So that's the time to kind of step back and reevaluate and take some deep breaths in and just relax and become centered again. Now, when an overactive or black brow chakra, we are likely to lack a sense of purpose and belief in our chosen path. We may feel energetically drained and uninspired and struggle to find a deeper meaning in our lives. This makes us feel disheartened, skeptical, and fearful of the unknown. When the third eye is blocked, we are unable to either see or connect to our intuition, or we mistrust any intuitive notion. Now, we may think we never dream, whereas in truth we do. But as we are not connected to our subconscious, we are prevent from remembering our dreams and receiving their guidance and wisdom. Now, as this sixth chakra is such an important source of energy for our minds, in the event of blockage, we are likely to struggle with concentration, have difficulty processing information, and be indecisive. Energy center governs the purity and the pineal gland, our neurological system, and our eyes, ears, and nose. Now, its common physical ailments of a blocked brow chakra include, so this is time you can take your pens and paper out. Okay, so your migraines, sinus issues, blur vision, eye strain, cataracts, glaucoma, hallucination, insomnia, immune system deficiency, high blood pressure, hormones imbalance, compromise adrenal function, or fatigue. Now, when the brow chakra opens, you may feel a sense of pressure in between the brows, almost as though that the invisible third eye is opening up. Now, when your brow chakra was opened by a healer, you might feel an actual pop and see your mind eyes, a burst of violet light in between the brows. Now, it is very extraordinary experience. Now, third eye opening may not be as dramatic, but as with all the chakras, you may experience a sense of tingling and warmth as energy begins to flow. Now, these may make your physical eyes more sensitive to light. Some people experience a temporary blurriness in vision or a noticeable increase in the vividness of color. This may be subtle or more obvious, depending on your unique journey, headaches, or another symptom of the brow chakra. Opening a sign that the pineal gland is regulating itself, as this gland produces and regulates many hormones, including the melatonin, which impacts our ability to sleep, possible to experience some disruption to sleeping habits, whether this means you suddenly can't get enough sleep and or sleeping in ways past your alarm, or you experience insomnia and restlessness. Now remember that as with all the chakras, the opening system, this is only temporary, too shall pass. Now, as the third eye open and balanced, so too will your intuitive ability awaken. So you may suddenly be flooded with insight and increase of the foresight. Keeping a notebook handy is useful for this time so you can jot down your thoughts. A somewhat destructive result of the third eye opening is an increase in clairvoyance, which can be overwhelming or even a little frightening. Rest assured, this is part of rebalancing, and you can bring your clairvoyance ability to a healthy flow that help you and others rather than fighting or hindering you. Now, the goddess type architect, the wise woman. The wise woman is, as her name suggests, a wise soul. She is reverenced by others for her wisdom and knowledge, both practical and spiritual. She is the voice of reason, but also a voice of inspiration and faith in what is unseen yet felt. The wise woman is the result of a fully balanced brow chakra, as she operates with balance between faith and feeling, logic and intuition, reality and alternative paradigm. She is knowledgeable, in fact, and has insight that comes from the higher source of her intuition, her higher self, and her divine connection to God and the universe. Kind, compassionate, and wise. She is also mysterious, magical, and prophetic. She is a heroine to herself and many others, and is seen as the protector, not dissimilar to the mother archetype, but in a less nurturing and more detached way. Yet, she is still compassionate. Now, in history and folklore and literature, the wise woman is more often than not portrayed as an older woman. But the truth is that the wise woman is seen for her wisdom, not her age. The young wise person you think as an old soul is an example of the wise wisdom. She is the fairy godmother of queens in fairy tales, or the wise mystery figure in literature. The one who sees it all and speaks from her mind and soul, and whose wisdom and guidance are sought by others. The wise woman teaches us that we too can be a balance of our mind, heart, and soul, and can operate from a place of deep inner wisdom. We can adopt her trait to be logical and objective, yet also allow our intuitions to divinely guide us. Now, by paying attention to the small details and the facts and trusting in the bigger picture and our feelings, we can pursue our purpose with a sense of confidence and alignment. And we can pursue our dreams and lives and live with faith in both the seen and the unseen. So, Miss Linda, do we have any questions before we go into the stones and the
No, you know, I'm over here highlighting. I got writer's cramps over here. I like the idea of when you were talking about intuition and insight, you know, keep a book handy, because things that have come to you, you find yourself being very clairvoyant and healthy. So it's good to keep that down. So when you're writing, in this notebook, you're just jotting down what you see, what you feel, or what comes to you. How is that listed? Or you're just bullet pointing, think thoughts that are coming in your mind.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, you keep a little journal. A little journal.
Okay. I got that. Yeah, I had a check mark by that. I wanted to ask that. Because it's not like you're writing a story, you're just jotting down what comes to you. And then when you go back and revisit it, is it a thing that you revisit, or is it a thing that you just keep an ongoing list of? And do you revisit it? Do you kind of like reflect back on it? Or is it something to jog your memory when you're in a certain space? Or what is the purpose of that notebook, that journal?
You know, it all depends. You know, sometimes writers, if you're a writer, you know, thoughts comes to you all the time, right?
Yeah.
So something may just come and trigger you and say, oh, I need to write that down.
Yeah.
Or are you going through a killing of the opening of your third eye and things that you might not have seen clear of, wasn't sure of, or even trusting your intuition? You write
mm-hmm.
that down. Go back and revisit it. You know,
mm-hmm.
then you can look at it. When you write things down, it's in your face. You can look at it. You can process it better.
Right. Okay. Yep, that was my only question. Thank you. You answered that very. So we're getting into this other part here. I got two pencils now. I'm ready. I suggest listeners, y'all get two pencils ready too, because this is some good stuff, okay?
Oh, okay. So now we're going to talk about the brow chakra stones, the stones related to our brow chakra. You know, all of the brow chakra stones are highly vibrational and have powerful mystical qualities associated with this energy center. Sapphire. It's given that the Saturn is one of the planets that governs the brow chakra. This beautiful indigo gem gets its name from the Sanskrit word Sampraya, which means dear to the planet Saturn. Sapphire is regarded as the wisdom stone, as it helps calm and focus the mind, releasing unnecessary mental chatter and tension. Placing a polished sapphire stone in between your brow is a wonderful way to help clear the brow chakra and bring it into alignment. Accessorite is one of the highest vibrational stones. You know, if you have came across simulates spiritual development and promote trust in divine energy. Now, this stone is one of my favorites for balancing the brow chakra. Now, as it's not only calm emotions, but also integrate our intellect and logical mind with our feelings and intuitive mind, bringing the equilibrium between the both sides of the brain.
Hmm. Spell the name of that stone, Stephanie. Spell the name of that, you say, Cecilite?
Yes, it's Celtite.
Okay, great, okay. All right. Okay. That brings it together. All righty. So you say place that on your brow on each side, or just throw it in the top of your head.
Both sides of the brain.
Okay. Okay.
You know, it's always good, you know, have a raw piece, place it on your altar.
Okay. That's the light. All right. I'm going to go get a bit stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then it's also good to use for medication.
Okay. A highlighter fits with a highlighter, you know, orange and yellow highlighter. I love when you talk about these things. Okay, I just needed the spelling of it. I don't want to interrupt you.
Okay. All right. And a labradorite is another one. So this stone is transformation, is a highly mystical and protective stone that helps raise your consciousness by removing the fear, insecurities, and other emotional baggage that clouds your mind and diminish your ability to think clearly and hear your intuition. And the labradorite is a powerful stone to use when opening and activating the brow chakra. Now you can use a collection of small polished labradorite stones or one medium stone directly on your brow chakra.
Mm.
Now, azurite is known as the psychic stone. The azurite ranges from dark blue to indigo, and its vibrational energy matches that of the brow chakra. Now, a wonderful stone to awake our intuition and psychic abilities, as well as open our mind to spiritual and divine wisdom. It is as important so for both activating and balancing the third eye, and is useful in rituals and meditation. Now, the raw azurite is simply stunning, and may prefer the forms of the stone.
Mm.
All right, so now we're going to talk about the essential oils. So listeners, I hope you guys are writing all of this down. All right, so that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about sandalwood. Now, sandalwood is a go-to essential oil for balancing each of the chakras, as it is highly beneficial for meditation and ritual purposes. It is also stimulates the purity gland and the pineal gland, thus helping the entire endocrine system, which produce various hormones for the body, diffusing this oil, inhaling it directly, or using it as an essential oil blend, can all help during the opening of the brow chakra and enhance spiritual and intuitive awareness. Bergamot. Now, bergamot is a citrusy, spicy bergamot oil. Is highly regarded for aromatherapy. This oil has a distinctive aroma, which both calms and enlivens. It also promotes the release of old, negative, and outdated thought patterns that can imbalance the brow chakra. Now, by dabbing a few drops of diluted bergamot oil directly on the space between the brow, you can open and heal this energy center. Now, the next type of oil is vetiver. Now, vetiver is one of my favorites. Essential oil. It has beautiful, earthy, spicy aroma that is instantly grounded and calming. This oil can be used in a very variety of ways to calm and ground an overactive brow chakra. Now, as it soothes anxiety, with this, which then releases negative and fearful thoughts, bringing clarity to the mind. Now, Vectivir also allows you to think clearly and receive intuitive guidance. You know, I enjoy adding a few drops of the Vectivir oil in a hot tub to help me to release, to relax, and to obtain clarity. Now, patchouli is another one. Patchouli is a warm, spicy, and sensual. It's another essential oil that is beneficial for many of the chakras. That is, its balancing and grounding properties. Some of the constituents of the patchouli are helpful for lifting spirits and balancing emotions when dealing with a closed or imbalanced brow chakra. Now, patchouli has some sedative effects. Diffusing this oil at night can relieve some sleep-related issues and provide energetic assistance when you can go through this process of aligning the chakra. All righty, are there any questions thus far, Linda?
Nope. I got the all sandalwood, bergamot, vetiver, and patchouli, right? Did I get them all?
Yep.
Okay. Got it.
And did you get vetiver?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right, so let's move on to the next section. So now we're going to talk about how we're going to blend all these oils, okay? You know, so the purpose of the oil blend is to help you to clear and calm your mind so you can access your intuitions more easy and think and act for your higher self. Now, as with all of the chakra blends, this custom blend is helpful when activating and balancing the brow chakra, but is also beneficial to use at times when you feel uncertain, confused, or fearful and need to contact yourself. So these are the ingredients. These are the things that you're going to need. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of almond oil or any other carrier oil. You're going to need 2 drops of sandalwood, 2 drops of bergamot, 1 drop of vetiver, and 1 drop of patchouli. Now you're going to take a dropper and drop the whatever measure, 2 drops there, 2 drops here, and if you're asking for 1 drop. All right? And then you're going to need a dark glass bottle with a dipper. All right, so the first thing you're going to do is pour the almond oil into a dark blue glass. Number 2, using a dropper, add each essential oil. And number 3, massage or detail to the oil onto your forehead, between your brow, and other, onto your neck as needed. You're going to inhale directly and instantly. Alrighty, so are there any questions about the blend?
No, I have one, the correct spelling. Okay, I have the sandalwood, I have the bergamot, but Bekvedere, how do you spell that? I just wanted to make sure that everybody got the correct spelling, including myself.
The Bekvedere?
Yes.
It's B-E-T-I-V-E-R.
I-V-E-R, okay, I-V-E, okay, great. Okay, dokie.
Alrighty, all right. So now we're going to go to the clear mind and vision blend. This oil blend, because we did the oil blend, I'm sorry. We're going into the visualization.
Okay.
Yes. Now, what you want to do is clear your space. And for those who have been with us, you probably already have your altar already set up. And you probably already did your spurging with the sage. But you want to make sure that your space is clear, not cluttered, to begin this practice. And if you have any of your the oils that we just blend, just take a little dab and just dab it, you know, on the top of your forehead, your temples, your wrists. And get yourself comfortable. And just take a deep breath in. And exhale out slowly through the nose. And you can either be lying down or sitting, or whatever's comfortable for you. And during your cleansing, inhalation and exhalation, do it as many as time that you feel that is needed. And just let your muscles soften and relax. All right. Okay. Now just take a little dab and just put it on your wrist, and just if you have it, just give a little sniff as the aroma goes through your nose. You smell it, relaxing it, keeping your eyes closed. And just take a few moments to bring your attention to the energy and the physical space behind your brow. Focusing once again on the indigo, like that field, that space. Visualize a blue five-pointed star slowly emerging indigo light. Observe it carefully, noticing that indigo light. Looking at the color, the size, and any other detail you might see. Look at it dimension. and whether it is spinny or static. Okay. Now make a mental note of any feelings or thoughts that comes to mind as you look at the star, which represents your brow chakra. Notice that anything that may tell you about any imbalance or blockage, your brow chakra may have all what you may need to do in order to the brow chakra. The brow chakra may have or what you may need to do in order to bring it in the harmonious space. Now, once you feel you need to attain significant insight in the functioning of your brow, okay, now you can open up your eyes. I'm putting my own self to sleep.
Yeah, y'all better watch it out there. She'll knock you out, okay? Don't get too deep. Don't get too deep. You'll hear me over here snoring. No, I stood up with you. I learned a long time ago, okay?
Get myself up. All right. So now we're going to go into the brow chakra activation.
Okay.
All right. So now it is helpful to have some indigo color items, such as a cushion, a throw, blanket, or any other clothing, as well as the brow chakra stone and the clear mind and vision blend, or other brow chakra oils. Have them around you as you will be using these to assist into the opening and the balancing of the sixth chakra. Now, before you start the activation, just dab some of your custom oil blend or your preferred brow chakra essential oil onto a polished brow chakra stone. Now, the first thing you're going to do is this activation can be performed in any comfortable position, while standing, sitting, lying down, whatever's comfortable for you. But you don't want your head or neck to feel supported. I mean, you do want your neck and head to feel supported. So that into consideration when choosing your position, just be mindful. Now, once you're comfortable, just close your eyes and take a few moments to get settled, focusing on breathing slowly and fully. With every inhalation and exhalation, feel the muscles and loosen in your head, and particularly around your forehead. Take the smooth polished stone, dip in the essential oil blend, and gently rub it into this space between your brow to activate the third eye. Bring in your attention to your third eye. Visualize your breath as a bright indigo light, energizing this powerful energy center so you can feel it power. Bring your mind eyes to the five-pointed star, the symbol of the third eye, and visualize it within that indigo light. With each inhalation and exhalation, see the indigo star getting bigger and brighter until it fills your entire head and brain. See this indigo star clearing away any excess mental clutter and making space for your higher self to be heard, where you can think for a grounded and centered space, balancing logic and intuition and balance. Allow yourself to feel a sense of clarity and confidence in your mind and in your ability to know your truth, to hear it and to act upon it. Now embrace this star as your intuitive third eye, which will help you see what it is unseen and to connect wisdom from a higher source. With every breath, see that the star expands from your head into your entire body and feel your entire energy body being infused with your innate wisdom and ability to think, act with discernment. Now, always honoring your personal truth and being divinely guided, take a deep breath and gently open your eyes when you're ready. Now we're going to go into the reflection. Same thing, you can stay seated, lying down, whatever's comfortable for you. Just have a seat. Now just turn to your journal and just jot down any reflections you may have in the brow chakra. Visualization and activation will come up for you. Consider what you have learned about your third eye chakra, particularly whether you have experienced any imbalance and any symptoms of this third chakra, the ground chakra, being imbalanced. Now make a note, any other intuitive insight you may have regarding the energy of the brow chakra. Also take note of what else you may need to do in order to ensure you are able to think with clarity and confidence, trusting your inner voice and operating from your higher self. Use the questions I'm getting ready to give you as a guide to your reflection. Number one, do you trust your inner voice, your inner wisdom? Do you trust your inner wisdom? Do you trust the wisdom of others? Are you discerning or concerning? Do you discern who and what are for your highest good? Do you take time to cultivate your mind to continue to live?
Do you have a clear vision for your life? Are you confident and trust in that vision, knowing it reflects your truth? Can you accept that sometimes you can know things without needing facts or evidence, just from your feelings? Do you have a healthy sense of boundaries? Can you see that what is right for others and what is their truth may not necessarily be your truth? Let's go into the affirmations.
Yeah.
Now, the brow chakra affirmation should be repeated multiple times a day. When going through the opening and the aligning process, these affirmations are also helpful when you need a balance, the logical and intuitive side, or your brain, and when you need to consider decisions from an even perspective that reflects your innate wisdom, your faith, and your pragmatism. Now begin by inhaling one of your brow chakra oils, either by sniffing it or using a steam inhalation. Dab some of the Clear Mind and Vision Blend or another brow chakra oil you can choose, it doesn't matter, such as patchouli and the space between your brow chain. So now I want you to stand or sit tall, dropping your shoulders, lifting your head up high, and straightening your neck. Now, as you repeat your mantra on the following page, I'm going to talk about different things, affirmation. I just want you can just write them down, or you can say them out loud to yourself. I know the importance of having a clear mind so I can follow my innate wisdom. I take regular steps to declutter my mind of thoughts and feelings that don't serve me and stop me from tapping into my inner guidance. I know that my true self is wisdom. I embrace and trust my inner wisdom and guidance. I know that my true self is wise, intuitive, and discerning. I balance facts with feelings and hope. I trust myself and believe in my ability to create the life that I desire, or that you desire. All right, so that's it. Miss Linda for chakra number 6.
Well, you know what? I'm writing down here, and I always go back, and I'd like to make a suggestion. You know,
You can go back, listeners, and write these affirmations down line to line and make your graph up there and place them wherever you place them. But I have a question. So say if you're up and you don't have your custom blend with you or your oil with you, but you know these things. You know this is a repetitious thing. Do you have to put the oil between your vowel in order to speak them, or you don't have to? Suppose you're not near your oil and you just want to remind yourself throughout the day of this. Do you have to have the oil with you?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Okay.
I always carry mine with me, especially my peppermint.
You keep your peppermint?
I keep my peppermint in my stress release with me.
Okay. Okay. You got a stress release chest, huh? I need a stress release trunk over here, okay? Sectioned off. just open the trunk and go get that little gold box over there, and that's for the aggravation. Go get that little, you understand? But, yeah, this is so great. Everybody loves the chakras. It's very, very important that we know how to keep our self in balance, and it's very, very important, Stephanie, and thanks to you that we know when we're imbalanced, okay, so we can get on it, because they're very important. They belong to us, you know, and persons that they mention chakras and they've heard about them, but no one's going to break it down like you break it down, because you give us the full gamut, the meaning, the location, the stones. I got my list of stones here. I highlighted, I think, I'm going to have to go out the door and circle this and make sure that I have at least my blends together, okay? And I need to drench myself. I have some things I need to do, so I want to make sure that my intuition is there and the right thing comes to mind and nothing is blocked, okay? We don't want any blockage over here. So I'm going to have that. That's going to be I'm going to put that bottle and put a gold ribbon around it, okay, because I have that I'm working on and I need to be able to pull it up, okay, and we love you because you keep us balanced. I need to know you've been moving around out there. I know that there's an award coming up. I glanced on the email. What is Black Women for Wellness doing? What's coming up? Give us some update here. If you got a minute, just let us know what's happening.
I know Black Women for Wellness, they're doing a Breast Health Week for the month of October.
Okay. October is what now? Breast cancer?
Yes, awareness.
Okay, breast cancer.
So they'll be doing some events around there.
Okay. Okay, I'll keep the lookout for that, and I'll jot it down and I'll shout it out because October is for breast cancer awareness, okay? Anything else coming up other than us doing our research and meet the candidates?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, listeners, you know, this is Stephanie Haynes. Now, this is the author of The Healing the Wound, and this is just one thing we go through. We've been going on the chakras, but it's so many wonderful things that she can enlighten you on. I like to remove. Is it the taking off of the mask? I love that. That's my number two. I love that. And that's in your book. Let us know how we can get your information, Stephanie.
Oh, you can email me at fashion, BLYFIT 22@gmail.com.
Okay, that's fashionably fit 22@gmail.com. Email her, get that information. It's something that's a classic. It will never go out of style because it's all about you. It's all about you. And no matter what you need or what you have to have or what you're going through, it's going to be some inspiration in that. I suggest that you guys contact her at fashionablyfit22@gmail.com. I will be watching, for the Black Women for Wellness. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the month of October. And every time October comes, I always say, oh, October. seem like things open up or they fall apart in October. But whenever October comes along, I say, oh, October. So this is a great month for myself. I always, you know, look forward to it. I look forward to every month, actually every day. But there's something about October that, you know, sort of like brings that awareness and observation and things out there. I'm so glad. We missed you. We put in for you. You know, I try to read him something about the chakra, but I cannot go like the master, okay? And I just remind them, you know, where we are. And I know next week it would be that the top, that is the crown chakra. Am I correct in saying that right? That is the top. That's chakra number 7. That's the command post. Should I say it that way? Is that the command post or is the root chakra the command post? Which one is the command?
The root chakra.
The root started it because it sets up from the base. And then it moves everything up. So the next number will be chakra number 7. That is the crown chakra. And every time I say the crown chakra, it just brings a bright smile on my face. I cannot figure that out. Can you kind of help me out on that? Why does that smile come about, Stephanie?
I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not stuck or, you know, blockage anywhere, you know, that crown chakra is your intuitive, that's your spirituality, you know. So things are open.
Okay. Yeah, this brings about a smile in here. I'm sorry, I hated to interfere. What were you saying?
No, I was just saying that it's a clear pathway. Intuitiveness, your spirituality, you know,
okay.
So it means that you're keeping that channel open.
Yes, yes. I'm trying to keep it open. And I always kid with you when we talk about the third eye. I remember once before I said, Stephanie, is there such thing as a fifth eye? Because sometimes when I get in dialogue, I'll be looking for 2 more eyes so that I can look at it and understand this stuff really, really clear here. So it's the third. We don't have five eyes, right? I'll be looking for those other 2. Because I'm saying, is this third eye working here? Am I seeing and hearing and feeling what I'm supposed to feel and hear? Do I need to go find 2 more eyes? And I just kid myself that way. That lets me know that, okay, it's time to dig deep here. Listeners, we love you coming on. We love bringing this to you. You know, Stephanie, we're everywhere. We're in Sweden. We're in Japan. We're in the United Kingdom. We're in Australia. We're in the Philippines. Okay, so. I'm going to have to learn all of those languages, you think, to get this across? What do you think? We got to go to class. I know a little bit about Philippines. You know, we live in a community, and we have all type of families. We have the United Nations. And I always say we're in the community of the happiness, but we have every nationality. We have great diversity. I love it. I love it because, actually, listeners, you don't really have to leave Los Angeles to travel. Everything is here. Just get out there. Learn about the different cultures. Have that dialogue. Let them know. Show an interest. You have an interest in theirs, they'll have an interest in yours. But the most thing that I want to say to tell you is to start doing your research. See, all the candidates, if you notice, Stephanie, they're starting early because the primaries is in March, but they're hitting the ground now. I mean, they are not playing out there. So I want to encourage all to get out and meet and greet your nominated candidates. They've been endorsed. And when organizations endorse the candidate, that's big business, okay, because they're not going to get behind you unless they know that you're the one that can do the job. At least the organizations that I'm affiliated with, they do not play. And I will say what Stephanie said earlier. If you get out there and don't do that job, guess what? They'll make it possible that you're no longer there because you're not going to mess up their reputation. So those are the things that we have to spend our time with. Don't go on hearsay. It is time. It is new beginnings out here. And the people knew, okay? And we're trying to let you know that you have the power throughout the whatever, the ages, the decades, or however many you want to call. That impression has been put out there that you don't have the power. Wake up. You got the power, okay? Utilize your voice. And your vote is your voice. So those who have not registered, register. When you go to the polls, and I'm starting early. We on top of this. Just don't put a check mark next to a name because you like the initial that it starts with. Know your candidates out there. Know the persons that are going to get the job done for you. Know the persons out there that's going to be speaking for you, your families, and your communities. It's very important. It's new beginnings. The change makers are here. Wouldn't you say that, Stephanie? We've been change agents a long time, but now we're change makers. And that's leveling it up, as the young adults say, level up, level up. So I'm saying out there, level up, level up. Pay attention. Do your research. Get out into the community. Go to meetings. Volunteer. Okay, volunteer. They need help. And it's nothing wrong with volunteering. You don't have to get money for everything that you do. But if you put that right candidate in that seat, guess what? You're going to be paid very well. And I can speak for that. Wouldn't you say so, Stephanie? We've been out there beating that sidewalk for a long time. My big toe hurt, but I wrap it up and keep on going, okay, because it's very important. It is very important. The situations that we're having here, just open up, wake up, become aware, be observant, stay safe while you're out there doing it. But the most important thing, as I want to say this evening and tell you this, is to get the job done and stay woke. You have to stay woke. If you need to take a wake-up pill, listen to us. You know, you can play these shows back and forth, the archive. Just stay woke out there, and let's get this job done. Stephanie, I'm not going to hold you. I appreciate you. We are so grateful to have you because, you know, people, they just, when they see chakras, I see these needles going up over here. So it's very important. And we love you, but after the chakras, you can take us many, 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 many different directions. But it's all about the mind, body, and spirit. And that's why we love you so much. We appreciate you, Stephanie Haynes. We love you. We love you. We love you. Keep it up. I will be speaking with you, and I know all is well. I'm not going to hold you because I know that you've had a hectic day out there. Because that's the kind of person you are. You're going to put your ears on the sidewalk and take care of the people. So listeners, Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, and her contact information is Fashionably Fit, FashionablyFit@gmail.com. Contact her. Get that information. You know, just don't let us bring it to you. You have to have reference books. So you need to get your own. Stephanie, we love you. Have a good evening, okay?
You too now. Take care.
All righty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you.
Now my time has come, and time is not. presence in the crowd. Other girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain takes him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I've got. You'll never know how I watched you from the shadows. As a child, you never know how it feels to get so close and be denied. It's a gold and honey trap I've got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss this time.
Golden, golden, golden.
stay aware, stay safe, stay woke, and remember, stay kind to yourself and stay kind to others. We love you. We'll be back on St. Thursday. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Stay kind.
Like there's a song. with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
it. We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share with love all through the land.